Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I'm Tim. I hear radio waves in my head.
Hello, listeners all around the world. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. How you doing? This is Tim Hoffman here, coming to you from the suburbs of Washington, D.C. Jim and Patrick are on a little bit of a leave here, so they had asked for some ideas and episodes from Rockin' the Suburbs supporters and patrons, so I agreed to contribute an episode. I want to come back to a topic for today's episode that I started off in some of my early episodes with the podcast. I had picked out playlists of songs that I had compiled, songs that had a question in the title, like a question mark. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Question mark. I had picked out some songs and compiled a playlist, songs that had parentheses in it. All sorts of different ideas, just having fun with song titles and whatnot. Today's episode topic is in the same spirit as that, and I wanted to focus on songs that have the word TV or radio in the title, or both, if they've got it. And I put together a playlist with like 15 songs or so. I'm going to make it available here in the links to this episode. It is open in Spotify. It's public. So if you want to contribute to it, please do. I'm sure there's lots of songs I didn't get in there. And that's why I kind of left it open for others to collaborate with me on this and to contribute to this playlist, which I hope will grow over time and evolve. Now, I'm going to feature like 5 different songs off this playlist, and I'll just hit them one after another, but I'll go through the playlist, just give you the titles as we go through. I'm going to start off and let you know that the idea for this episode topic came to me at a concert I was at that was day 2 of the Suburbs Podfest, when some of the faithful were gathered at an American Legion Hall up in Silver Springs, Maryland. And we were honored to enjoy a great evening of rock and roll featuring Apollo 66, also featuring Frank Muffin from Lafayette, Indiana. Peace and love to Frank Muffin. Also, Wingtip Sloat. Just a great, great time seeing Wingtip Sloat for me, the first time to see them live, and I hope it's not the last. I hope they come back and play anywhere as soon as possible. And this band, which I had never seen before, and was kind of, this is a new band to me. I know they have followers among the Rock of the Suburbs enthusiasts, but this is the opening track for this playlist, TV Radio. And the band is Dot Dash, and this is from their 2018 release titled Proto Retro, and it's a great song. God, I love the song. I can't tell you how much I love the song. Well, I want to feature it and play part of it for y'all. The song is called TV Radio. Okay, I love that song. I hope you love it too. Get that CD and listen to it. It is a great, I love proto-retro the same way that I loved the Cars first album when it came out when I was in high school. Like, it's the same, just like it's so catchy. It's so irresistibly infectious. It just gets in your head and you just want to play it again and again and again. I probably listened to that album 50 times in the last, since that Suburbs Podfest. Thank you, Dot Dash, for everything. Can't wait for your next record, your next concert. Track number two on the TV radio playlist is The Minutemen, or I should just say Minutemen, from Double Nickels on the Dime, the classic Minutemen record in my mind. And the song is titled There Ain't Shit on TV Tonight. I'm sorry, it's got the word shit in it, and we got to bleep out the word shit. You know, shit is not a word that we can, you know, play freely, I guess, but whatever. The song has the word shit in the title, so you can bleep it out. It's a great song anyway.
How can I make an outline of myself? Where's the guideline for the profile for my country? How do others see me? I'm worried. Worried but feel guilty. The media robs and betrays us. No more lies.
All right, moving on. Song number three. I want to feature this and play part of this song because it is a rocker. It is a great song by Will Hoag off of his album Blackbird on a Lonely Wire. I was fortunate enough when I, you know, parachuted into Charleston, South Carolina a few years ago and made my way to the Poorhouse there in Charleston to catch a concert with Ryan Colwell opening for Will Hoag. And Will Hoag played TV set at that show, and I wasn't familiar with that song, but as soon as he got that song going, I'm like, wow, this is just a great song. It's got a lot of punk energy to it. It's got, you know, just everything I love about rock and roll in that song. It's just guitar centric and it's just loud and it's just, you know, it's just a great song. TV set by Will Hoag. Go ahead and let's hear part of that. Okay, I want to mention some of the other songs that have the upcoming songs in the playlist after TV set. Song number four in the playlist is TVI from the Stooges' Funhouse record. It's got to be in the playlist. Here's a deep cut from a Bob Dylan record that most people just went right over, you know, right past them, just flew by or just crawled by, and nobody took much notice of it. This is a song called TV Talkin' Song. It's a good Bob Dylan song. I mean, it's got some of that spirit of some of the old, you know, kind of talking songs that Bob Dylan released in some of his early solo records. So it's got that folk mentality, but it's production-wise and the arrangement of it sounds more kind of 80s or late 80s pop. But good song.
One time in London I got up a walk past a place called Hyde Park where people talk about all kinds of different guys. They have their point of view. So anyone passing by, that's who they're talking to. There was someone on the platform talking to the folks about the TV guide and all the pain that it invokes. Too bright a light, he said, for anybody's eyes. If you've never seen one, it's a blessing in disguise. I'm moving closer, got up on my toes. Two men in front of me were coming to blows. The man was saying something about children when they're young being sacrificed as wild lullabies are being sung.
Track number 6 on the playlist, Black Flags, TV Party. Gotta have it in there. Track number 7, going out to Stephen Routledge in Scotland. One of the bands that he has really turned me on to and really got me into, Blur's Coffee and TV. And then we're going to flip over to side 2 of this playlist. And the first side, of course, was the TV side. Side 2 is the radio side. So this side 2 opens up with track number 8. Lana Del Rey's song Radio.
Not even they can stop me now. Will I be flying overhead? The heavy words can't bring me down. Will I be
to track 9. Gotta put this out. Gotta put Guided by Voices in this playlist. Scott Parks would not have it otherwise. He wouldn't forgive me if I didn't get this song in there. This is Radio Show, and I think we should feature part of this song. This is when I think Guided by Voices, early one of the earlier records, but they're starting to show some, you know, starting to stretch their wings a bit. I think they're starting to songs are getting a little more progressive in terms of, changing time signatures multiple times during the song. He's got like, it's like a little, you know, it's got different movements within the song. And Radio Show, let's hear part of that here from Guided by Voices.
Trust the wizard, do the same. It's another day today. It's another day today.
Track number 10, The Ramones. Do you remember rock and roll radio? Gotta have this song because it takes us back. It is the punk. It's the punk swagger, you know, wrapped up in a old time rock and roll, you know, Dick Clark feeling. I don't know, maybe not Dick Clark, but it's like it's got some shout outs to old school rock and roll. So thank you, The Ramones. Great song. REM's Radio Free Europe is track number 11. Track number 12 from my favorite Nirvana record, In Utero. It's raw, it's harsh, it's great. Radio friendly. Unit Shifter. No TV radio playlist. Moving on to track number 13. No TV radio playlist would be complete without The Spirit of Radio from Permanent Waves. This is Rush. This goes out to Mike Perkins, John Dunn, some very good friends from Central Ohio who are brothers of mine in music and with whom I've probably listened to Rush and many other, you know, artists and records, and probably spent, if I put all the time together, end on end, probably years and years hanging, listening to music together with these good friends. Thank you, guys.
I'm on your way.
the last two tracks. I want to feature part of them because one of them is a very long, sprawling, brooding song that deserves, you know, a lot of attention from an artist who has been, continues to be, and probably always will be one of the, you know, godmothers of punk rock and independent rock and free thought and poetry. And that is Patti Smith from her album Trampin'. And I'd like to hear part of Radio Baghdad in this song. Trampin's a great record. This song is, you know, just one you put on and just listen, and through it, she puts a lot into it, and it's a great song. Radio Baghdad from Patti Smith.
Suffer not your neighbor's affliction. Suffer not your neighbor's paralysis. But extend your hand. Extend your hand, lest you vanish in the city and be but a trace, just a vanished ghost, and your legacy, all the things you knew, science, mathematics, thought, severely weakened. Like irrigation systems in the tired veins forming from the Tigris and Euphrates. In the realm of peace, all the world revolved around a perfect circle. City of Baghdad, city of scholars, empirical, humble, center of the world. City in ashes, city of Baghdad, city of Baghdad, a breeze of aloof.
Rounding out the playlist, I had to put this in there. This goes out to Matt Chapman, former co-worker of mine, who, you know, one of maybe two or three people in my life that in conversation with him when the topic of music came up and we're kind of going on and on at length. This album called Radio Chaos by Roger Waters came up, and we both at the same time just like, wow, you know that record, wow, you love that record, so do I, and we would just start quoting lines from this record, like, you know, I want to be home with my monkey and my dog, I want to be home with my monkey and my dog. If you don't know what that means, it's from that record, you know, and you know, I'm Billy, I hear radio waves in my head, which is kind of the way the album starts off. The album is a concept album that is something I'm still trying to figure out, get my head around, but it has to do with Armageddon. It has to do with, you know, looking at things as you're facing Armageddon and what's important, what's not important. has to do with call-in radio. It has to do with, you know, everything. I don't know. It's just a great record. This is the title track from Radio Chaos. And so maybe if we could start off playing this. For some reason, when I remember the video for this song, the song's called Radio Waves. And I'm pretty darn sure, correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, but I'm pretty darn sure this song features Jeff Beck on guitar, if I am remembering the video correctly or the liner notes. I don't have them here in front of me, but I want to round out the TV radio playlist with the final track that I've put in there by Roger Waters from Radio Chaos. The song is called Radio Waves. That's it, folks. Patrick, like I said, Patrick and Jim will be back as soon as possible. You know, please enjoy these episodes. I highly recommend that you please reach out, get to the episode through the link, get to the playlist, I should say, and please contribute some songs to the TV radio playlist. I will leave it public, and I would like you to, you know, add your 2 cents to it, add some songs to it, let me know what you think. This is Tim Hoffman with Rockin' the Suburbs. Peace and love to you all. Have a great day. Bye.